night of September 19, 1961, Mr. and Mrs. Barney Hill were driving through New Hampshire on their way home to Portsmouth, and they say they sighted a flying saucer. There have been many such reports, but what makes the Hills' story interesting is that they claim they were taken aboard the spacecraft by creatures who were human in appearance and who examined them medically and then told them to forget about the incident. This alleged encounter has been made into a film now titled The UFO Incident, which will be shown on NBC tonight at 9, 8 o'clock Central Time. Mr. Hill died 6 years ago, but Mrs. Betty Hill is with us today to tell us about the incident. And so is Dr. Benjamin Simon, a psychiatrist who used hypnosis to help probe the amnesia which both Mr. and Mrs. Hill say they suffered after this incident. Mrs. Hill, you were at first unable to account for what happened during the 2 hours that you were, say you were taken aboard the spacecraft, and then under hypnosis, you were able to recall incidents. Was there any other evidence of what happened?
There was later, there were radar reports released of the object being seen. We sort of pinpointed the time of this capture from about midnight to about 2 in the morning. And I believe there were about 7 radar reports of the object being seen around midnight. And then later, the Air Force in our area released a radar report of it was seen leaving the area at 2:14 a.m.
Do you know what the radar reports indicated?
I have a copy of the report. I don't have it with me.
Dr. Simon, how did you first get involved in this?
Barney was referred to me by a psychiatrist up in New Hampshire under whose care he had been for about a year. He was suffering from marked anxiety, hypertension, and ulcers, quite a few things indeed. And
as a result of this, or was this before?
This is before.
Before the incident?
Well, it was after the incident, as we know now,
right.
But the incident itself came out in this psychiatrist's treatment and interested him, and he thought there might be a connection between Barney's anxiety and symptoms and the experience of that incident. And so he was referred to me. Betty was not in the picture in any sense of illness at the time, but Barney brought her along and asked that I see the two together. And doing that, they produced the NICAP report, a very condensed 6-page report. And as Barney's story developed, the story came out of Betty's dreams, which had taken place in the week or so after the actual incident. And
what have you concluded from this, from your examination of Mr. and Mrs. Dill?
I don't understand. What did I conclude?
Did you conclude that they were actually went aboard a spacecraft, or did you conclude that it was a fantasy?
I concluded that it was, if we make a dream fantasy and fantasy dream, that it was a fantasy, as you put it. In other words, that it was a dream.
So it did not happen?
The abduction did not happen. Now, the other incident came out clearly in both stories. And it came out in Barney's treatment with the other psychiatrist. So I, up to the point of the abduction, I feel quite confident that there was a whole experience. And an experience with a UFO, if we clearly define that, it does not involve visitations from outer space, but it does involve seeing an object which cannot be identified at the time, whatever it is. I think that did take place, but from there on, I think it was largely a dream.
We have a scene from the film that will be on tonight in which Mrs. Hill, portrayed by Estelle Parsons, tells her psychiatrist about the experience she and her husband, Barney, had with the men from outer space. And here it is.
He's walking and he's asleep. And then I begin to get mad. And I said to myself, who the heck are these characters and what do they think they're doing? And I turn around and I say, Barney, wake up. Barney, why don't you wake up? And I'm getting really annoyed at Barney. And I say, Barney, wake up. Barney his name, and I wouldn't answer. And I'm the leader. There's no reason to be afraid. We just want to do some tests. And then when the tests are over, we'll take you and Barney back to your car. You'll be on your way back home in no time. And then come to a clearing. Yeah. Oh, I wish it were like this. Get a better picture of where things ramp to the door. The object is on the ground. The moon sitting on the ground.
The object was on the ground?
I guess the same one I saw in the sky. And I thought it was the moon. Go inside. And there's a corridor to the left. In the corridor, there's a room. And then another man comes in. I haven't seen him before. But he's the doctor. And they both look through this machine here and here.
What do you think they were doing?
I have an idea. They're taking a picture of my skin. And I'm seeing all kinds of things. And then they took something like a letter opener, only it wasn't. And they scraped my arm here. And then they put the little skin scraping in it. He's a cell phone.
The dress has a zipper down the back?
Yes, it zips down the back. The examiner unzips it. And that's my brother. And they're talking. I don't know what they're saying. I couldn't understand that part.
I want to do some tests. I want to test your nerve.
You've not seen that before, Miss Hill.
No.
What is your reaction?
Oh, I think it's so positive. It's been tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. Her voice sounds just like my voice does in the tapes of the hypnosis.
You have here a model. Is this an accurate representation of what you recall?
This bust here is similar to the occupants that I saw, although this is sort of a dressed-up, pretty version.
Again, the film is called UFO Incident. It'll be seen tonight on NBC. And it'll be shown later, however, if the World Series is played this evening. We must pause for a station break.